2 Chainz. I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boo bigger than a bigger air.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Worst producer in the business, Kyle Wallace, forgets to play the 7-Eleven bump.
That's not ding, the ding, case. Ding. I made a decision
you
not
did
to.
Not. Because, yeah, you did I, not. Even think
you
about
think,
it.
Yeah, wait a minute. Stroke, what did I play last week because I made a decision?
We also did a different version of 7-Eleven last week.
Come on,
this is not called 7-Eleven.
I'm not participating.
No, I legitimately said no. I'm not going to play 7-Eleven because this it doesn't even make sense.
You two
sense.
Idiots.
Well, if you were a good producer, you'd have a new open to the segment.
No, I agree with. No, one thing I negotiated. I talked to Ashton Rotman, executive producer.
You've been saying that for 6 weeks.
I am not in charge of updating all this. That's on them. We got young talent.
So he's not even the producer.
See, Kyle, you need to just move. Just embrace. You are a good on-air host. Just move into this room. Be a host. Stop being a bad producer. Being a great host.
From 8:30 till 12:30 when I send my message. I get out of bed. I do what I got to do. I go through the stories. I send y'all stuff. From 8:30 to 12:30, 12:45, 1 o'clock here. I am here. Anything outside of here, you better talk to Ash and the executive
suck.
Producer.
All right. Here we go. We have our mystery guest here. They understand the rules. I'm not trying to give away anything here. They understand the rules. They will only answer yes or no, and either you will get their name correct or you will have 7 no's, which means I will have stumped you, and then we will tell you who this person is. So, Strophy or Kyle, who's going to start off with question number one?
I'm going to defer today. Typically, I ask the
all
first
right,
question. I'm going to let Kyle ask the first question.
Yeah, let's have the guy that needs to fix V-Mix and do all that ask
yes,
the first
he's
question.
Yes, he's a terrible producer.
He's awful.
Fixing things behind
yeah, because don't get me started on V-Mix. How your name tag is all of a sudden just cut off out of nowhere. Strophe, what happened?
All right, well, now you're embarrassing yourself in front of our mystery guest. You don't even know who this might be.
I'm sorry, mystery guest. They done got me all riled up. But mystery guest, can I ask, have you worked with Good Karma Brands? Has anyone gotten a check with Good Karma Brands?
Have you ever received a check from Good Karma Brands?
No.
That's one no.
Kyle's in my ear. What was the answer?
No. The answer was no.
Okay, got it. I always feel awkward starting the mystery guest because you always tell them not to say good morning back to me. So I would just want to say good morning.
No, you're trying to get
guest.
Their name. No, the mystery guest isn't getting sucked into your dumb games.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
What are they doing here? They're playing our dumb games.
They'll play our dumb games, but they're not going to let you expose who they
mystery
are.
Mystery guest, were you at any point a professional athlete?
No.
That's 2 no's on the way to 7. Here we go.
Mr. Gress, do you have any connection to the state of Wisconsin?
No.
Oh, that's 3.
Wow. I mean, mystery guest, I'm sorry, buddy, but I don't.
Quick trigger from the mystery guest today. Just no.
Okay, here we go. Gotten a check from Good Karma. Not a professional athlete. No connection to Wisconsin.
Is your connection with Craig through business, mystery guest?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a yes.
Mystery guest, do you have any type of attachment of any type of sports broadcasting? So that's
yes.
Okay.
Nice voice too. That makes sense.
It's baseball season starts too. So
I think so too.
But the
Kyle,
thing is, it's national.
Let's just
probably.
Do that. No, let's just do this, Kyle. Is one of the sports or the sport you work in relation to Major League Baseball?
Yes.
All right. So, do you work for ESPN National?
Yes.
Oh, this is Carl Ravitch.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, this is Carl.
Is it Carl?
Guilty.
Yeah! Oh!
I could recognize the voice.
Yeah, I could too.
Guilty is a great answer.
He had thrown out the idea of having his wife be the mystery guest as the wife of Carl Ravitch.
That would have thrown you guys off a little bit. That would have been good.
I told him you guys aren't smart enough to handle something like that. You could barely handle him.
We figured it out. I mean,
you guys did a great job. You guys did a great job. Carl, thanks for joining us. As Kyle said, a legend of ESPN. We appreciate you messing around with us on Sunday Karma on a Sunday.
Yeah, my pleasure. You guys zeroed in pretty quickly. We barely just woke up out here because our game's in San Diego tonight, so I thought maybe that would disguise the voice, but apparently not. I was kind of hoping with the morning voice you'd be all right. But I did enjoy the screaming at each other. That kind
of we do that a little bit around here, Carl.
I like that.
That's part of how we distinguish ourselves as a Sunday show. So, Carl, before we get to baseball, which obviously we know you're excited to, we all are, the season started, but you spent a bunch of time in the SEC this season calling college basketball. What are your thoughts on this NCAA tournament? For me, it's just so weird to see four number ones, three number twos, and only one number three in a year that was supposed to be somewhat deep, right? I mean, is this NIL and transfer portal leading just all the good players are going to the same teams?
It's deep in the SEC. I mean, it was really deep. I mean, that's where it was deep. It was fairly deep in the Big Ten, and that was that was about it. Yeah, we're in a new era of college sports where, similar to Major League Baseball for a while, when every other team was the Yankees farm system, now every other mid-major is the farm system for these Power Fives, and in particular those two conferences. So yeah, I saw it all year long. And I think I would consider myself an SEC guy. I'm worried about Duke. I think they're as good as any team in the SEC, so I'm worried about them. I picked Florida in my bracket, but I'm concerned. But, yeah, of course, Craig and guys, that's what this is. This is 2024.
So what do you think happens
25.
Today? What do you think happens today on the men's side as you look at these two games? And, I mean, we're in a situation where you can still put – three of the four teams, the SEC teams, in the Final Four.
Yeah, it's odd because these are the two teams that I think were more vulnerable than Alabama and Florida. Tennessee, if Chaz Lanier isn't scoring, is vulnerable. They're actually looking in the mirror today at a team that plays defense as well as they do. And the question is going to be, can they get points from Lanier and then from other guys? Like, can Ganey score? Will they be able to get points down low from Okpara? Is Ziegler going to be able to penetrate against a defense that's kind of impenetrable? And Auburn has always been an issue for me because I find them, and we saw it in one of the SEC games against Alabama, they're a little undisciplined. It hasn't hurt them yet. Broome played his best game the last game. I could see both of the SEC teams losing today. Michigan State has sort of gotten better and better and better. And obviously Izzo has incredible experience in this environment. It's sort of a home game though, as you know, being in Atlanta, Auburn, that's an hour and a half drive. I do it all the time to catch a plane and get into those lines, at the Atlanta airport. Always fun. Doesn't matter if you have TSA pre or any of that. I digress for a second. So I wouldn't surprise me if either team, Tennessee and Auburn, lose. I would give Tennessee a better chance of advancing than I would Auburn because I really like the way Michigan State's playing.
Last quick game of basketball for me is I'm just a point guard guy. Ziegler and Cryer, to me, like guys who played 9 years of college basketball combined, like to me that's like the fun, like old school, where you're getting these like old guards playing against each other for a chance at the Final Four. To me, that's what makes that Houston-Tennessee game so fun.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. If you like watching 42-year-old men play college basketball, then it's phenomenal. I'm a big Ziegler guy. I'm a fan of his. I wouldn't say friend of his, but certainly have known his story and, you know, from his arrival. And look, a lot of people after the regular season ended and they celebrated Senior Day, you know, Barnes talked about how difficult it would be to coach a team without him. He gets close to a lot of his players. This is a unique relationship. Remember, and maybe your listeners don't, but Ziegler's mom had an apartment fire in New York. The entire volunteer community raised, I think, $300,000 to $400,000 to help her out. So there's a massive connection between he and that program and that community. And when Barnes said that, a lot of people thought he was intimating this may be it for him. Like, if Ziegler's leaving, I'm leaving. You know, I'd like to go out with a championship, which I've never won. But the relationship is such, and I'm a fan of his. That part of it's great. And I was joking. They're They're not 42. They're 39.
Yeah, they're 39. The great Carl Ravitch with us here on Sunday Karma. Craig Karmas and Alex Drove, Kyle Wallace with you. Carl, you said you were going to digress, but I actually want to go back to the airports. I want to know your favorite airport, a sneaky good airport, and an airport you dread going to.
Well, when you do the SEC, you tend to be in smaller airports. Like Knoxville is a phenomenal airport. Atlanta is a nightmare airport. Atlanta is a nightmarish airport, and we do a bunch of it. Lexington is cool. No problem there. You know, when you're in and out of these fairly small airports.
Now, are you flying from Hartford? Because you're not catching any direct flights from Hartford, right? Or do you go to New York? How do you do these flights?
SEC, I'm down in Florida most of the time, so I fly through Atlanta to get through, and I will drive to Alabama. I will drive to Auburn.
Oh, wow.
I will drive to Georgia from there to avoid getting on a plane. So most of it is through either Charlotte, but for the most part, Atlanta. Charlotte is a very busy airport, but very efficient. Atlanta in the morning on a Monday after a Sunday night game is an abject disaster. You all know what happened after the Super Bowl. I mean, abject disaster. It is. You got to be there 3 hours early. And as soon as you get there, you're just looking at just a mass of people, just bodies.
So you are in San Diego
right now, which is
pretty much up there. Baseball season has gotten going. Obviously, the Dodgers, the big storyline of everything. But I think everyone here is focused on what happened yesterday at Yankee Stadium. Any reason why Brewers fans should be extra concerned that this isn't just a run it back and somehow find a way to get it done this year? Because yesterday certainly has risen the tension level of Brewers fans to a place that I have not seen it.
Yeah, I have not
seen it this way since the day Craig Counsell left and those surrounding moments a little over a year ago.
I you could certainly make the same case about Braves fans who have lost their first three games to the Padres. You know, how worried are they? And I don't think they're worried. I also think they're more talented than the Milwaukee Brewers are. But I do think a lot was made yesterday of the sort of torpedo bats that the Yankees are using. I think just two of them actually use them, and Volpe is one of them, and he homered, and I'm not sure who else, maybe Bellinger, somebody else is using them. Look, you're pitching, and especially after the starter came out, it was a disaster. I'm not sure what Nestor was doing. I'm not even sure what Nestor's look is about, but he got absolutely blown up, and it was one of those games against a team that has the potential to do that. I think it was more about the Yankees, the poor pitching, than it was about where Milwaukee is. You have very good players. The pitching's a little bit of a concern, and obviously losing the shortstop from last year hurts. But, no, I think that division, is open enough. Look, the Cardinals, what are the Cardinals, 2-0? I don't have the Cardinals being a team that's, running away and winning 92 games either. So it's an open division more than, I'm calling disaster on the Brewers right now.
Chatting with Carl Ravitch. So is it the Dodgers or the Fields for you right now?
Yeah, that's a legitimate one. I'm on the side of L.A. will win at least 117 games to break that record. Tyler Glasnow hasn't pitched yet, which is embarrassing. He's day one starter for every other team in baseball. I mean, every other team with maybe, and I'm not even sure, the exception being the Phillies. I'd probably start him over Skubal. He's that good. He hasn't pitched a game yet. So I'm in on them breaking records and all of that stuff. I don't see them suffering some injury or multiple injuries, which are going to derail the train. They're so deep. It's their pitchers 6 through 10 are better than most pitchers 1 through 5 on other teams. It's just an obscene collection of talent that I don't think I've ever seen. And I'm 60, that I've ever seen.
I mean, Carl, last year they lost a pitcher for the entire season who was like a Cy Young Award winner, and the guy still won the MVP.
Right. Kershaw's like an afterthought on the team. He's got Cy Youngs. Snell didn't pitch well. They won that game. Ohtani's coming back. Again, and I think that's going to become a story people are sick of. I think they'll rally around their own teams. Look, this is, as my buddy Tim Kirkshen says, this is a villain, and everybody likes a villain, especially in a sports story. Tiger Woods was popular. He was a villain when he was winning so many of those tournaments that I covered in the late 90s and early 2000s. You know, people knew that was that's where the target is. The Dodgers have the target. They're better than everybody else by a lot. And you'll take great pleasure in winning the games you can against them. They're just not going to be many of those games that are won, I don't think.
Is that why you don't think you're there for Sunday Night Baseball? Or is it just that there's going to be so many Dodgers Sunday Night Baseball games that you had to pick a few weeks to be away from them?
I think we get five of them on Sunday. We did them on Thursday for the opener. You're always looking, at matchups. I believe we have a Dodger Yankee game, so you're always looking at the marquee matchups when you only have a limited amount of games that you can do. So doing, this series again, having just done it Thursday. No, Padres Braves are two of the better teams in baseball, let alone the National League. So this one makes sense.
Who are you miking up tonight? Because you guys always have the best stuff.
Good question. That's a good question. We're supposed to do Machado, and last night he kind of cramped up. So we're not certain if he's going to be there. It could be a Profar pivot, which is a really good story. Hey, he's got a personality that lights up a room, and of course he was a Padre, and they didn't re-sign him because they're so committed to like six guys and nine-digit contracts. So either Machado or Profar is my guess going in. We pivoted last week; it worked out well. Those things are great. The other thing, they become seamless. It used to be a big deal. Who are you talking to? How good is it going to be? And now, as somebody that does it every week, you do them. There are three outs. You say thank you. You move on. It's become part of like the fabric of a Sunday night game with not much of a afterthought. Like, who are they going to get? Oh my God, that was.
But
great.
I feel like
terrible.
The guys. I feel like the guys like are at the point where they want to be good on it, though, right? Like, so it's not like they're like, okay, I'm getting a few bucks to do this. I feel like the guys recognize the people, people lean into it. So it's a fun, to me, it's a fun part of Sunday Night Baseball.
Right. Is it called Karma Brand? Is that what it's good Karma Brand, right? This is all about branding, baby. This is all about the athlete, the player branding themselves. Brandon Marsh did it really well. They understand this is a way to humanize themselves, make themselves more popular. So yeah, I think that they do look at it now, unless you're Cody Bellinger. We had poor Bellinger on during a spring training game, and that's always a risk because you don't know who's going to pitch in those games. He was on for about 38 minutes, and he was literally ripping the microphone off. Like, I'm done. I'm out of material. I got nothing. Don't ask me again. It was funny.
Well, that game on ESPN Radio right here, where you'll hear Carl throughout the season, as well as he loves doing the games on radio. And also, you can watch it tonight on ESPN. Carl Ravitch. ESPN Baseball, as well as an SEC guy. We appreciate you joining us this morning on Sunday Karma.
My pleasure. Have a great day. And I do love radio. You know that. Enjoy your day. We'll see you tonight at 7 on ESPN television this time.
There you go. Thanks so much, Carl.
Oh, what a pro.
Ravitch. How about that?
An amazing plug at the end, too. Guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I like him. As soon as, Strofe, when I said baseball, I'm ESPN. Craig's face got red.
Yeah, I figured it out really fast after that question.
Sunburn.
It was like,
just sunburn. That's true.
And once you heard the voice, you're like, okay.
You guys are pals now, huh?
Yeah.
You and Carl?
Yeah.
How'd that come to be?
Met at All-Star Game podcast.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and he was great. He's just like, whatever I could do, I want to help. I want to do more.
Yeah, we've had him on KBN before.
He's awesome.
He's great. Terrific.
Yeah.
Best in the business.
Is that the Euchre? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Wonder who booked him for you that day.
It was you. I know.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Did that help you guess?
I don't know
it
if
right
Kyle
now?
Knows that, but I knew that. Yeah.
All right. Well, mystery guest 7 at 11. We'll see if we get a cool open for the segment produced at some point.
Yeah, I'll check on that with the executive producer. Yeah.
All right. We got to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes,
that is next as we continue. We'll do Bucks next segment. I know we got to do, we'll do short and we'll get to everything. We got Bucks, then we got Brewers. Coming up next, it's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
I say, okay, loser.
Okay, loser.
We go way back. I won't say
this is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
She was in my seat, I had to scooch her.
All right, we got to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. Last night, Giannis, Brook Lopez, Kyle Kuzma, Andre Jackson. Anyone else I'm missing?
Brandon Jennings?
Current team.
Robin Lopez also doesn't count then?
Yes. Out at Thanalysis as Giannis shows up after having his fourth child. Congratulations to the Antetokounmpos. Dame Lillard, just tough thing personally, professionally, everything. You know, all we've talked about is have the Bucks be healthy for the playoffs, have Giannis and Dame be healthy for the playoffs, and now this blood clot, you know, obviously leaves Dame out indefinitely and puts big questions around what comes next. I think it'll be really interesting for me to see just today. Can the Bucks right the ship, get a win against a team that's trying to win? There's about nine teams in the NBA who aren't right now. The Hawks are not one of those. And can the Bucks forge a new identity as a defense first team that is part of the identity and a big part of the identity that the Bucks had when they won a championship and when they were making their deep playoff runs? Because I am not ruling out that this team can get into that 5 or 4 spot. This team could beat whoever they play, whether it's the Pistons or the Pacers in that 4-5 matchup. And that this team still, with a defense-first identity, could make life really, really difficult for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think this season, for me, is very far from over, despite all the, you know, the tough moments that have happened around this team.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's hard not to go panic mode when you hear this news. And obviously, you mentioned it at the top, right? Like, the first thought is the humanity side of things. Hope Dame gets better and everything's all right. But it just feels like bad luck strikes this team every year, man. I mean, dating back to 21, obviously, when the title that year, but 22, 23, 24, and now it looks like inevitable 25.
I mean, this reminds me, sadly, a little bit of 22.
Sure.
Where Chris was out, you know, as, you know, kind of that number two player was out, right? Now, then, you know, Drew was the number three, so it was a little different, and he stepped up and had a good series against the Celtics. But remember, this team should have beat the Boston Celtics. I mean,
absolutely.
It took Tatum. Bucks were up 10 at home in game 6 against the Celtics that year. I mean, so...
Yep, I remember where I was. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my gosh.
Were you Bucks in the arena?
Nope, I was on my boat.
No, you weren't.
You weren't even watching, or you have a TV on the boat?
No, we stopped. Well, I was on the boat, and then we stopped at... we have your phone too, and we stopped at a little bar.
He's lying.
The Cooperage, absolutely, because outside they had it.
Man, thought Kyle was more of a fan.
I did too.
Like he's not gonna miss a boat day.
I'm trying to figure out why we're on the boat, but I do remember we were on the boat that day, and I just cannot believe we're at the Cooperage to have and Boone and Crockett. If you don't know,
I mean, it just feels like bad luck strikes this team every year. And I hear you, Craig, on the optimism, right? Like, you still have Giannis. You still have the defensive-first identity. You're going to get Bobby back. Gary Trent stepped up. Right? Kuz has been great since he was traded to Milwaukee. But without Dame, it just doesn't feel like a championship.
When you put a bunch of shooters around Giannis and you can play as good a defense as you can play, they are going to be a tough out. I get the sadness. Obviously, Dame.
They've lost 5 of their last 7. They've lost 3 straight. It feels like momentum's been killed for a team that felt like they were building a little bit out of the All-Star break.
Yep. It's totally fair to say. They just have the opportunity to build it right now going into the end of the year. And if they can have their health, you know, we'll see right now, because you have this game. And that's what I'm saying. This is a big one. You win this, then you get the Suns coming here. Mm. They just played a great game against the Suns that you know, Booker ends up hitting the shot and they lose at the end. So, can win that game. Then they play the Sixers, who aren't looking to win. Then you play the Heat, who are very up and down, but winnable game. Then you play the Pelicans, and then you got home Timberwolves, which is tough. Home Pelicans, which shouldn't be that tough. Pelicans have beat some people, but, you know. So there's an opportunity to string a bunch of wins together, and then you finish with the Pistons back-to-back, who you're basically fighting for a spot with, right? So I think there's really that opportunity to end up in that 5 spot, even that 4 spot, which still puts you in position to make this postseason really interesting. So we will talk more about that, but we got to talk some baseball. Baseball season has started. The Brewers are 0-2. We will talk about the Milwaukee Brewers coming up first, and we will tell you about Gruber Law Offices, right? One call, that's all. You hear that all the time, and what does it mean? Does it mean one call and everything's just over? No, but it means that you're put at ease, because for tens of thousands of Wisconsinites, Gruber Law Offices has been helping those who are injured. That's why I tell anyone, if you're going through something for the first time, you want someone who's done it before. Gruber Law Offices supports all the local community things that you care about, all the teams, all of the events, because they've done so well in this community, because that's what they're focused on, is helping people like you. So if you or a loved one is ever injured, remember, it's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. Brewers Talk next. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
That are waiting on the boys' obituary, because if I die, it's these that become the sole beneficiary. And what the
this is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
For this Brewer season, but I don't know if you could have two worse games to start the year, could you?
No, is the answer. No.
Like I told you,
especially
you get a bases loaded, no outs, and you're all your best guys coming up, and that you wouldn't end up beating Devin Williams, and that Jackson Cherry would go 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts in one game.
What is that, a platinum sombrero?
And then in another game, Aaron Judge would hit 3 home runs, almost 8 4. RBIs. Nestor Cortez would have
the worst game ever.
The first pitcher in baseball history to have his first 3 pitches hit for home runs. It was almost like he was playing a video game that he didn't know how to play.
Controller died.
Like he just like he only knew how to hit like the button and didn't know how to move the balls or anything. Yeah, like
brutal.
So
20-9 is a ridiculous score.
Some people thought that was a football score.
An awful start to the year, but obviously only 2 games.
Yeah,
I happened to be driving back from Chicago last night. Supported the Brewers in today's game because I feel like a nice like little bounce back is coming.
Oh boy, here we go.
But are we worried about these 2 games or is it 2 out of 162?
It's 2 out of 162.
Kyle, you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine. The Yankees are good.
The Yankees are really good, right? And again, let's remember, that was a team that was in the World Series last year. And
they've
probably gotten better this offseason.
No Garrett Cole. True. I don't know that they're better.
Their bats are really good.
Their bats are really good.
Didn't they add Juan Soto?
They sure did. That's why I said...
What?
Wait, no, he's on the Mets. Soto. He's on the Mets.
They lost Juan Soto.
Yeah, they lost.
They lost Juan Soto. Soto and they lost Garrett Cole.
They
added Paul Goldschmidt.
Yes, which they added.
Which they're, is a,
he still plays baseball.
He does. He does.
How old is he?
Probably like what? 35, 36,
Craig's 37. Age. It's got to be Craig's age at this point.
37. Oh, wow. Cody Bellinger, part of that squad now. I mean, they're not better than they were last year.
They're good.
They're still.
If Jason Dominguez ends up being good, like he's a guy who some people think
isn't
could be
like
a rookie
the Martian
year.
Or something like that. They used to call him.
He could be. I mean, basically, he has a chance. But
are they
a
favorite in the AL?
No, I don't think so.
Who would be favorite in AL? I don't. I follow the Brewers and
I baseball's a weird sport because I follow the Brewers and that's pretty much it. Whereas, NFL, names, NBA, you pay more attention to the other teams.
Odds in the AL, yeah, the Yankees are still, I mean, they're plus 850.
But they're the
there's
favorite.
There's no other, I mean, World Series winner goes Dodgers, Braves, Yankees, Phillies, Mets, then the Astros and Orioles are both plus 1,400. So,
So Yankees are a heavy favorite.
And the odds to win the AL are Yankees plus 375. Orioles plus 550, Astros 600, Red Sox. I think there's a lot of value in the Red Sox at plus 750 there.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, but back to the Brewers. So we're feeling good about the Brewers? We're worried?
I don't know if good is the right word when you watch a 29 blowout yesterday, but
it's baseball.
This is still a young, up-and-coming, hungry team. Undaunted was the word last year, right? Like, they don't know anything but winning and perseverance. So...
They scored 9 runs yesterday.
Like, core of Chorio, Yelly, Terang, Contreras.
Garrett Mitchell's good.
Hey, where's my boy Salvatore? Give Sal Frelick some love, would you?
Sal Frelick, Ortiz, Hoskins.
You know that, Kyle. Look, and I know this is dumb because it's not true, but the baseball season really starts tomorrow for the Brewers, The home opener is the beginning of baseball season.
I feel like we need to go to Pottawatomie and put like some a big show bet together on the Brewers. Like,
well, we already did on KBN.
Oh, did you?
You were part of that, weren't you? Ben didn't ask you?
No.
No, he never asked you.
We put about medium four digits on
Craig,
Brewers over win total.
Wait a minute. Craig, where was this big bet mentality last year?
What do you mean?
One of us here on the team, we've done this before and we've lost. And then last year, Craig went solo and went rogue and bet on the Brewers, right,
yes,
to win the division.
Yep.
And he didn't tell me about it. I would have said, yeah, I would have jumped in.
My Brewers National League bet would have been great. But my Brewers division paid off nicely.
The division would have been nice with me, too. But I'm trying to figure out what happened.
I don't know. You must have been out on another one of your trips.
No,
a lot of vacations.
You just went rogue.
A lot of vacations.
You went
that
rogue. That's what you did.
A lot of vacations. All right. We got a lot more to get to today. As we continue, it is Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin. Presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Palermo's picks, of course, brought to us by Palermo's. By the way, Screamin' Sicilian and Michelob Ultra teaming up to give you a hot deal. Stop by your local Pick and Save or Metro Market store. Save up to $6 on the purchase of a Screamin' Sicilian tavern-style pizza when you buy a Mick Ultra 30-pack. That is valid until Tuesday. So it's going to take you through the end of March Madness. Go to Pick and Save or Metro Market and grab the Mick Ultra 30-pack, and you could save up to $6 on your Screamin' Sicilian pizza. Great way to get through this college basketball weekend. What's Kyle struggling with now?
I just spooked him.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very loud in my ear.
All right, so we got a bunch of picks of the week to get into. First of all, women's NCAA tournament. We haven't watched it. I feel like, Strophy, you're a huge college basketball person. I feel like you haven't been into this women's tournament.
I haven't watched a ton, to be real honest with you. Juju Watkins tearing her ACL killed it for me.
Why?
Because she's the best player in college basketball. Period. Regardless of gender.
Why did you?
She's the best player in college basketball.
Why did your head turn? That's not even questioned. I mean, she's literally going to
get
down.
Men or women, she's better than Cooper Flagg.
She's going to be one of the greatest women's basketball players of all time.
As long as she can rebound. So that was devastating, and it killed it for me. I had
my head turned because of Paige Beckers, and I had
UConn. She's terrific, too.
She's better than Paige, though.
I picked UConn to beat USC before the injury.
UConn is favored by 14 points, Craig. 14 points on ESPN bet. 14.
But I'm saying if
Juju Watkins plays in that game, USC is favored. 14 points in the Elite Eight.
No, they play earlier this year, and UConn beat the snot out of them.
I think they ended up making it close.
It was a blowout.
Yeah, I think USC came back and made it really close in that game, if I remember. But Paige Beckers yesterday, what she did was incredible, and she's gone through that same injury that Juju has, so she'll help her through that. But this is going to be a fun end of the women's tournament. I mean, I feel like I know the women's teams when the tournament starts better than the men's teams. By this point of the tournament, like, you kind of get to know the men's teams.
Definitely, yeah.
What'd you say, Kyle?
UConn lost to USC.
Yeah, it was
a different game that somebody got, USC got beat up by.
Yeah, I mean, they lost to UCLA.
UCLA, yep.
Late, but they'd beaten them twice earlier. Did they lose to Notre Dame early in the year? I don't know. But Duke.
Iowa.
Duke.
And
Duke,
Notre Dame.
Against South Carolina coming up is a 1-2 in women's. It's great matchups. We talked with Carl Ravitch about the men's thing. I mean, you guys think Duke's winning men's?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And Duke has seemed so. I guess
now I'm going with Houston.
It's been I don't know if Houston wins
really?
The day, let alone the entire thing.
Is that because you had them at the beginning?
No. Well, yes, but also
you love Calvin Sampson.
No, I do, and I think Calvin's going to get his.
I really like him too, but I just don't think they're the even near the strongest team in men's.
No, I mean, Duke is good, but I feel like Duke's going to choke at some point.
It's not choke, though, because their story has been so neat. I watched so much Duke this year. Beginning of the year, right? November, December.
Kyle, you didn't think what Purdue, the fear that Purdue put into Houston, that didn't make you question Houston?
Hell of a play design, man, I tell you.
Oh, it was a great play to end the game, saying...
Winners find a way to win. Sometimes Houston, they've been to the Elite Eight. Correct me if I'm wrong. For sure, the last 3 years? They just keep doing it.
Yeah, I think it's three in a row.
You keep questioning it. It's like, no, here they are again.
I think Tennessee's going to win today.
I like
Tennessee has a great chance to win today. They're a very good basketball team.
But when it comes to Duke, Craig, like, I mean, you watch enough basketball to realize
this. By the way,
the line
has moved on that from Houston by 2.5 to Houston by 3.5 since we've been on the air. So that line is moving in the Houston.
I have the over on that. I went to go get my money, and then Pato Wadami got me, and I ended up betting over on that one. 123.5. So
well, it's now up to 126.5.
All right, points, baby.
You got some value out of that.
I need it, Craig. I've lost the last 6 or 7 bets I've made.
But you just said you cashed out.
No. What happened was I put a 20 in and I only used 10 of it. And so I had a ticket that had 10 and I wanted to get my $10.
He meant to give it to his barber, but he didn't cash out. So now his barber's mad at him because he didn't tip him.
Yeah.
Whole debacle.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks to KBN. Love you.
Yeah. All right. And then Auburn, Michigan State. All right. So those are the games today. I mentioned also we have, by the way, Brewers coming up. On these stations, right?
Oh, yeah. The 620. Yeah. ESPN Madison is going to be dropping out pretty shortly here.
In Madison, you're going to get the Brewers game in 2 minutes. We mentioned it, how good the Yankees are. But this is your chance to get on the board today as the Brewers at Yankee Stadium.
You got a little dollar sign on the Brewers today, you said?
A little bit.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
A little bit.
What does a little bit mean?
Means a little bit.
A little something I learned.
I think we can bully him.
How you feel about Brewers against Marcus Stroman today?
Hey, Kyle, how do you feel about Marcus Stroman?
Is he still the same Marcus Stroman he was 3 years ago?
He's pretty close.
Not far off.
Oh, well then, the Brewers get the win today.
Coming off a 10-9, 4.31 ERA last year, so you got that game going on. I mean, think about just today. You have two women's games, two men's games in the tournament. You got the Brewers getting going right at 12:35. You got the Bucks going tonight. Atlanta Hawks in town.
You going?
I will not be there tonight.
Craig, are you going to come to? You want to come to a game with me soon or no? I got to figure out.
The hell was that? Where's my invite?
Well, because he said he wanted to go to a game. He wanted to sit with the regular folks.
He wants to sit with you? Oh, yeah, that's right. He did say that.
I don't know that. If Harper's dance works out, that Detroit Pistons game could work out great. If her dance schedule, depending on
and you'll come
goes.
Sit with me.
Yeah, right, cool. Yeah.
Who are you going to give your court size?
Final game
two?
Of the year.
I'll take them.
No, it's ready. It's ready.
Allocated.
Yes. Cool.
I have to look at what date that is.
All right,
April 13th. It's the final game of the year.
Oh, the day after the cleanup. It's Sunday. Is it an early game or late game?
Yeah, it's a noon game, which is strange because I'm also off
Craig,
that day.
Let's do it.
So, are you guys going to end the show early that day?
No, we'll end the show. We'll go over there. You keep your parking pass. You don't give that one up, Craig. We need your parking pass.
You always let me know if you need parking. All right.
Let's do it that day. Let's do it.
Little recommendation, by the way. This is Player Most Picks. Check out Max. You guys have Max?
I do have Max.
Yep.
Have you watched Celtic City?
I don't do.
Don't
I don't like
that
this. Listen, I ain't got time for them Boston folks. I'm not interested.
Kyle.
Oh, whoops. Wrong music.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is this?
Wrong music.
There's some good stuff on the history of the black community in Boston.
Oh, the black community in Boston. Okay, yeah, I'm sure they're treated well.
Do your accent.
Oh, yeah, we love the blacks in Boston. Is that good?
It's always good.
We love Bill Russell. Wait a minute, here it is. Bill Russell, Boston. Bill Russell.
Say Bob Cousy and John Havlicek.
Bob Cousy and John
Havlicek.
He didn't. He said dribble.
Come on now, look up Bob Cousy.
Dude,
we don't need that.
It's
the truth.
What do you mean we don't need that? Look it up.
You see it? Watch this. Celtic City.
Do they show you him dribbling basketball while staring at the floor?
Craig, yes, you probably dribble better than him.
Craig could dribble.
You do.
All
right, Giannis could score 250 points in the 70s.
275.
Doc said 275.
Yeah.
And he's right.
I mean, come on. It's irrelevant.
He would be as good as Will, easily.
Better.
Not even close.
Better than Will.
With his build today, Homer said
he would be better than Will.
He would be ridiculous.
It's irrelevant.
I mean, it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. Watch Celtic City on Max.
Watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Dude.
Good stuff. I'm gonna watch sports.
Good stuff.
How's that sound, fellas?
All these crazies go to this they go to a retreat because they're trying not to get divorces.
Crazy Man on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, it's
end the
retreat.
Show. End the
is
show.
Retreat crazy.
Please end the show.
I'm
so,
telling you.
All right, how about this? After the Bucks game tonight, there's no other games at that point. Just watch the first episode of Celtic City on Max.
I'd rather
just see if you get sucked in.
90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow, don't settle. Appreciate Carl Ravitch joining the show and Jason Wilde. You have been listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin. Enjoy the rest of your sports day. And Kyle, send us out.
Peace out.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.